to Sunday worship on this November 22nd. It is so good to see. I pray that you are having a wonderful weekend, getting ready, of course, for Thanksgiving Day on Thursday. My name is Joey Kroll, and Sunday worship, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today is really no different. Let's prepare our hearts, our minds, and gaze upon the beauty of Jesus today. Let's start things off with Maranatha and Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. Right, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's Maranatha. Thanks for listening to Sunday worship here today. And maybe you've noticed a trend in men's socks. While some are black or conservative, some men sport socks that are bright, striped, tie-dyed, and colorfully designed. You see some of these? Well, when taken off, turned inside out, they're just a mess of strings and snarls, but turned outside in, they're back to normal, ready to wear, right? Friend, I'll tell you what, as we walk through life, we encounter a whole lot of problems. Can I get an amen and a hallelujah on that? But think of them as socks turned inside out. See, to us, they're just a tangle, but maybe you're in that situation where now it just seems to be a jumble of snags and confused knots, but God knows, friend, how to turn things around and bring blessings out of brokenness, blessings out of curses. Margaret Clarkson once said, "The circumstances surrounding our lives are no accident. They may be the work of evil, but that evil is held firmly within the mighty hand of our sovereign God."
I don't understand your ways. Oh, but I will give you my song. Give you all of my praise. You hold on to all my pain. With it you are pulling
Listening to Sunday Worship.
When your love
right. It's Gateway Worship right here on Sunday Worship. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. I'm Joey. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving, which, of course, is on Thursday. Looking forward to that. Been trying to watch our weight, trying to for the most part. And so Thursday is just going to be a mess. So all that pumpkin pie, pecan pie, sign me up for that, please. But no, I hope you're having a great weekend. And, you know, one of my favorite things to do is sit on our front porch. We're kind of a little bit out in the country and just watch the birds come and go to our bird feeder. It's wonderful. About 10 years ago, two scientists were determined to estimate how many birds are on our planet. And they came up with a colossal number. They believe and they estimate that there are 400 billion birds on our planet. That's what? About 60 birds for every single person. Think of that. God has created 60 birds just for you, to sing for you, to delight their wonderful aerodynamic maneuvers, to eat mosquitoes around your house. Praise the Lord for that. And you know what? Jesus suggested that we study those birds. And he said, are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? And he says, do not fear. Therefore, you are more valuable than many sparrows. Friend, every bird is a messenger of God, and their songs are sermons of reassurance.
We have had enough of getting everything we want. We are weary of living this life just for us. Oh, forgive us of seeking your hand and not your face. Come and empty us, Father, we're desperate in this place. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, a healing visitation. Nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more of you. You have given us so much more than we deserve. You deliver us by the power of your word. So God, we lift you up, giving you the honor that is yours. Thank you for your love, Father, this is what we're living for. Your desires, hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, healing visitation. Nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more. Oh, the love that covers us. Savior's mercy, oh, the blood that makes us spotless bride, oh, the love that covers us, oh, the Savior's mercy, oh, the blood that makes us spotless bride. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, a healing visitation. Nothing else will do. Holy Spirit, want more and more and more and more of you.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
When the night comes, when you're all alone, when there's trouble stirring in your soul, and if your world is falling apart, and just hold on for the morning break to dawn. Come and lay your burdens down to the place where freedom is found. At the feet of Jesus, come and lay your burdens down. When the deepest sorrow weighs on your heart, when you've prayed for answers but the answers never come, for every tear that you cry, there's a promise He will make your burdens light. Come and lay your burdens face, all our worries will surely fade away. In the presence of His glorious light, we'll sing hallelujah to the One who gave us love.
My favorite psalms is Psalm 95, and verse 6 says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand."
How can I say thanks for the things You have done for me, things so undeserved, yet You gave to prove Your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my I owe it all right now to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Just let me live my things in orbit. He runs to the weary, the worn and the weak, and the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm broken, they conquer death to bring me victory.
That's right. It's Nicole C. Mullen here on Great News Radio. You're listening to Sunday Worship. And thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you and your family have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving week.